Appreciate your prayers this morning. I heard Brother Nelson say in his prayer, that referring to this time of the service, and I often hear those asking the Lord to bless in this part of the service. And it's something I've heard all my life, is when the minister gets up here and he says how much he appreciates the prayers. And I guess all through my life I've just heard it and never really thought that much about it. But standing in this place now, I can honestly say how much I do cherish and covet your prayers. So we ask the Lord to bless us in our thoughts this morning. These last few days, I've been thinking about a Bible story. A very, very common Bible story, and probably growing up, probably one of my favorites. My favorite Bible stories, and that's the story of David and Goliath. And I guess maybe more so as a boy, you can look at that, and David maybe was a hero, but maybe in the eyes of a boy, maybe he was a hero even more. You know, we read that story, and a lot of the Bible stories illustrated him as a very young man, maybe even younger. And you know, we're not really sure exactly his age. The little bit of research I found, it is quite certain that he was younger than 20, somewhere maybe teenager. But that reference is in Numbers 13, and it talks about how all those being called up to go to war for Israel had to be at least 20 years old. So we know David's three brothers were fighting in the army, so he had to be younger than 20. But nonetheless, he was young, a young boy. And that story is in 1 Samuel 17. We're not going to read everything leading up to the story of David and Goliath. My main focus is the story itself, what we know of the story, him meeting Goliath, and maybe what we can take away from that. A little bit leading up to the main event is David had already been with Saul. I believe that's the account that that's when David played his harp for Saul. But David left Saul, went back to tend to the sheep. And sometime later, Jesse approached David and asked David to bring some food down to the army, the camp, and to bring his brother some food, to find out how they were doing and bring him back a report and to let him know how everything was going. So David made his way over there to the camp, to the army. Saul, his brothers, got to talking, and while he's there, he hears the Philistine makes an appearance, and he hears Goliath talking, shouting, making fun of God. So David starts asking some questions in the camp, who is this person, and they tell him. And then at one point, David's older brother even gets a little aggravated at him, gets a little irritated with him, and tells him basically that he needs to be back home tending to the sheep, that he's just there to no real purpose, just to see what's going on. But David goes on and questions, and word gets back to Saul that David has some good intentions and believing that he could, with God's help, take down Goliath. So Saul sends for David. And that's where I would like to pick up in reading, and we'll read a little bit. We'll read 1 Samuel 17, starting at verse 32, and it is a little bit of reading. We'll read through verse 50. So bear with us. Starting in verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, unto the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone and slung it, and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. That's a story I've always enjoyed. And I'm sure in the past I've put some thought into it, but maybe even more so these last few days, and how it applies to our life today. So just in a recap of what we read, and just if sometimes I read these stories and I wish I could be a fly on the wall in those settings and actually see them taking place. But here we have David. He was called before Saul, and I can't help but wonder. We know David, a young boy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not very well nurtured. I don't know. This is my own words, my own thinking. But coming before Saul, maybe small, very young, very inexperienced. maybe not having any whiskers on his face yet, just very immature, you know. And Saul had his doubts about David. He looked at this situation and said, there's no way. There's no way. Here you are, you're wanting to go up against a man that has, the Scripture says, that was a man of war from his youth. A man that has been trained, that has been doing this all his life. No doubt Goliath had some battle scars, had some bumps and some bruises, and he had some experience under his belt. And David, at the most, an older teenager, coming and look at what he's up against. And Saul said, there's no way. There's no way you could do it. So David refers back to his time with the lion and the bear. And one thing I would like to point out, how David acknowledged that God gave him the strength to take down this lion and this bear. Now, I used to think maybe it was with his bare hands. I'm not sure. Maybe he used a staff. But regardless, a lion and a bear. And it says he actually took the sheep out of the lion and the bear's mouth. So David tells of that experience to Saul. Finally, Saul gives in and says, okay. He says, if you think you can do it, you know, if the Lord's going to be with you and help you, go ahead. Go ahead and take on this challenge. So Saul tries to give David his armor. David tries it on, whether it's too heavy, whether he didn't feel worthy to wear it, not really sure. But he takes it off and decides to do the job without it. Didn't need it. So he goes on, and we know he goes down to the brook and he chooses 5 smooth stones. He then goes out to the battlefield. And Goliath sees him coming. And I believe Goliath was a little bit insulted. Here I am. I've got all my armor on. I've got my sword. I've got my shield. I'm ready for battle. And here I got a little boy. In his eyes, in Goliath's eyes, he's over 9 feet tall. I got a little boy with no armor, no weapons other than maybe a little leather sling and some rocks in his pockets coming to fight me. He was insulted. So he starts making fun of David. Said he's going to feed him to the birds, feed him to the beasts of the fields. So it goes on, and David lets Goliath know what's fixing to happen to him. With the Lord's help, he lets Goliath know what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to take you down, and I'm going to give your flesh, I believe it says, to the birds of the air. So, David faces Goliath. Now, it didn't say David walked up to Goliath. It didn't say David was nervous. It didn't say he was scared. It said David ran to face Goliath. He ran to face his giant. Another story, he takes out a stone, puts it in his sling, lets it sail through the air. The stone hits Goliath somewhere in the forehead. The Scripture says it sunk into his forehead and he falls down on his face. David runs over there. It says he stands upon him, takes his own sword and cuts his head off. Now we might look at that as kind of a gruesome story, but I love the story. It's just an awesome example of the strength that God can give us to face our giants. But the only reason this story has the outcome that it does, and this is where I want to focus this morning, the only reason that David was able to defeat Goliath was because of the Lord's help. And I'm glad that David brings that out and acknowledges that. This battle was the Lord's. It wasn't David's battle. It was the Lord's battle. So applying that to our lives today. Do we have any giants in our lives? And what do I mean by giants? I see giants as anything that we face in life that would distract us from God, that would deter our service from God, those things that maybe we face that drains our passion for God. Those things that we face in life that maybe kind of blur our vision. Those are our giants. Do we have any giants in our lives? Have we experienced giants? I believe to say it's safe that we all have at some point have experienced, and we've come up to some things that we didn't know how to deal with. As we all know, if we face those giants and when we come up to those things in life, if we intend to make any progress and if we tend to draw closer to the Lord, we have to take care of those giants. We have to slay those giants and we have to get those giants out of our life. We were never promised an easy road. This road we travel trying to make heaven our home. We weren't promised an easy road. I don't know where that scripture is found, but in the world ye shall have tribulations. But Jesus said, I have overcome the world. You know, we're going to have those things that are difficult. We're going to have those things that we're going to face that we're not going to know quite sure how to work through them. But I'm so thankful that the Lord promised to be with us and to give us the tools to face these giants in our lives. When we face these things, no matter what they may be, we have some options, two options. We can turn and run. We can let these things get the best of us. I'm thinking of some of the things that maybe we do face in life. Pains, afflictions. We don't hear too much of it maybe here, but certain parts of the world we face persecutions. Many people face addictions, depression, just so many things. I mean, we're different people. We all face different things. But when we face these things, we have two options. We can either stand and fight, or we can turn and we can run. David ran to his problem. He ran to his giant. I want to encourage us this morning when we face these difficult places in life that we not cower back in fear. You know, so many times we refer a lot to the problems of our life as mountains. And we look at that mountain and think of how difficult it is to cross over that mountain, or how difficult it is to be able to get through this struggle in life. And it can become overwhelming. You say, you know what? I can't do it. I can't do it. And we throw our hands in the air, and so many times we accept defeat because we can't do it. You know, the truth is, we can't do it. We can't do it. So many times we look within ourselves for strength and for our ability to get through these places in life. And we don't give the credit where it belongs. We trust in ourselves and we trust in our own abilities when truly everything comes from God. Every strength. In David's case, he acknowledged that this is the Lord's battle. So I want to encourage us when we face these problems, when we face these mountains, that we not look within ourselves, but we look to God who's going to give us every tool we need. You know, there are things that we're going to take with us and we think that we can use for battle, but what did David do with his armor? He took it off. He didn't need it. God gave David the tools that he needed, and that was the courage. God loves us so much, He's going to allow things to come our way. But God does not want us to be defeated. He wants us to do the defeating. And I just want to encourage us that I know when we come to these places in life, it's hard to think or to see beyond these giants that we face. It's hard to see through them. It's hard to see the other side. It's hard to see the outcome. And when we're in the heat of the battle, it's hard to turn your mind to the Lord and to the strength that He can give us. And no doubt we are going to come away with some bumps and some bruises. We're going to come away with some cuts. And did you know what? Those cuts will heal. Those cuts will heal. God is going to offer healing. He's going to help us through. And we're going to come through that, no doubt, with more strength to face the next battle. And God's going to be faithful to be there with us through the next battle. I don't want us to throw our hands up so soon, and I'm not saying we do, but I appreciate the faithfulness of each one. I appreciate seeing everyone here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I appreciate your perseverance to keep pressing on. And as life goes on, we're going to continue until the Lord decides to call us home. We're going to continue to face these difficult places in our lives. But just be encouraged that the Lord is there to strengthen. The Lord is there to help. He's there to give us the tools that we need. Just a chorus to a verse I wanted to... It's a song we've sung before. Look to God. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. You're not alone. See the one who will give you courage to press on. Look to God. I appreciate that Bible story of David and Goliath. I appreciate the example that David set. And I think it's a story that we ought to think of often, as well as many others. But again, just reiterating, I'm just thankful that David acknowledged that his strength came from God, that the battle was God's, and how we would do well to remember that ourselves. God allows these things to come to us. It's His battle. It's not our battle. We're going to do the fighting, but He's going to give us the ability to fight. Y'all pray for me.